WTAW News Time is 6 minutes after 8. It's 58 degrees at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by the BCS Regional Association of Realtors, your voice for real estate in the Brazos Valley. Go to bcsrealtor.com. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. It's an acknowledgement by the state of Texas that there have been problems with early voting.
Despite being debunked, there are still unconfirmed reports on social media of electronic voting machines changing votes from Trump to Clinton. Over the weekend, the Texas Secretary of State ordered signs be put up at polling places, urging voters to check their ballot before hitting send. Bexar County Elections Coordinator Jackie Callinan.
I'm assuming there's been reports from other counties for the state to have sent this special sign down.
Donald Trump stoking that fire, tweeting about Texas. What's going on? In San Antonio, Michael Board, TSN News.
An argument over blocking traffic in a College Station parking lot led to gunfire Saturday morning. Police report no one was hurt and the suspect is still at large. CSPD responded just after 11 Saturday morning to Holloman between Texas and Anderson, where the shots were fired. The victim reported he and the suspect argued in the HEB parking lot. After both vehicles exited the parking lot onto Holloman, they stopped and the suspect got out of his truck and fired two shots, one hitting the rear hatch. Several people were in the suspect's truck and one person was in the victim's car. A large party after the Aggie football game in Southwest College Station resulted in what police described as a large fracas, where one person was stabbed several times. The unidentified victim was initially treated by a police officer and then was taken to a local hospital for treatment of non-life-threatening injuries. The party and the fight was at a home on Cullen Trail off of Rock Prairie Road west of Welburn Road. The suspect is still at large. The College Station City Council has made tentative decisions on new road maintenance and impact fees. Assistant City Manager Jeff Kirsten says the maintenance fee, which would generate $4.5 million a year, would be added to utility bills.
It would be probably most similar to drainage and sanitation, where, you know, again, the drainage utility fee, regardless of whether you have BTU Electric or Welburn Water, you are still getting a City of College Station.
The fee, which will be assessed starting January 1st, ranges from $8 a month for a single-family house to $250 a month for a grocery store. Texas A&M and the College Station Public Schools are exempt. The impact fee assessed on new development would be phased in over a three-year period with no charge the first year if approved by the council next month. The Bryan City Council at its last meeting approved the purchase of $2 million of vehicles for the fire and police departments. Fire Chief Randy McGregor was asked by Councilman Rafael Pena about buying a refurbished ambulance.
Recycled that compartment box, which saves the city about $50,000.
Oh, so none of like the major components, like the engine and all that's brand new, just
all
the box.
That's brand new, just the frame of the box.
The fire department is also getting a new fire engine and a refurbished command vehicle for an EMS supervisor. The police department is getting 6 patrol vehicles, 3 unmarked vehicles, and 1 motorcycle. College Station's municipal court judge is trying to keep low-level offenders out of jail. Judge Ed Spillane is part of a task force reviewing multiple courts across the country.
My whole goal as a judge is to make sure people don't come back to court again. And the alternative methods are often much more effective than just putting people in jail.
Spillane says payment plans, community service, and other alternatives are usually more effective and cheaper.
This is an area where actually the Tea Party, the right wing, and the left wing come together, because jail generally costs us more than anything and is the least effective punishment for a lot of these low-level Class C misdemeanors.
Spillane met with the Justice Department last week to discuss this program and help create guidelines to educate judges and keep them accountable. And a high school football stadium's construction costs now over a whopping $70 million.
The new stadium in the Katy School District is now the costliest football stadium in the state. The $70 million price tag is far exceeding the $58 million that voters had set aside for the project in a bond election 2 years ago. Some district officials are defending the cost, noting that the additional expenses arose from the project related to the all-purpose venue, but not the physical structure itself. The 12,000-seat stadium is part of a $748 million bond that's paying for new schools for the district, among other things. Stadium is set to open for the 2017 football season. Charlie Hodges, TSN News.
WTAW News Time is 11 minutes after 8. It's 60 degrees. You can text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by the BCS Regional Association of Realtors. More news at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Did you know that Bryan and College Station were both voted as top 10 most improved cities in the U.S. since the recession? Our market is booming, and now is the time to buy, sell, or invest in real estate by partnering with one of the trustworthy realtors with the BCS Association of Realtors, Brazos Valley Realtors, investing their time, their efforts, and their energy in this community. Visit bcsrealtor.com to find an agent and get started on the next exciting chapter of your life.
Buying or selling a house can be a pretty scary experience, which is pretty appropriate considering that it's Halloween, but it doesn't have to be. Brad Mitchell here for Jen Zweiker and the team over at Zweiker & Associates, and they will keep that experience from being a scary one because they've got all the knowledge that you need that's going to make it easier for you to buy or sell your house, depending on which one you're going to be doing. And also, they have an entire team of people who are going to help you out to do it. They've got stagers. They got this warehouse that's full of stuff that is going to make your home pop in photographs and make it look great, make it that much easier to sell. If you're looking to buy a home, they know exactly what the numbers in the market are doing, and they'll be able to give you the information that you need to make sure that you get the house you want in the price range that you're looking for. Look them up online right now. ZARealestate.com is where you do it. Jen Zweiker and the team over at Zweiker & Associates will make the experience of buying or selling your house a much less scary experience. Get in touch with them. Zweiker & Associates.com.
Howdy, Ags. I'm Robert Collins with Texas Country Catering. We would love to help you make your next banquet or family party a huge success. We take great care to make sure your guests enjoy our family-made from scratch home cooking and our great service. Let us know if we can help you the next time you need a catering service. Call me at 979-218-3628. That's 979-218-3628. Thanks, and gig 'em.
This is former mayor of Bryan, Ron Blatchley. I understand what it takes to lead our city, and I wholeheartedly endorse Andrew Nelson to be our next mayor. Andrew will end the fighting at City Hall and unite our community and council to keep Bryan moving forward. As a small business owner, Andrew has met a payroll, he's created jobs, and dealt with complex budgets. Join me in voting Andrew Nelson as our next mayor of Bryan.
Political ad paid for by the Andrew Nelson campaign, Kenny Lawson, treasurer.
Let's check some weather. It's 8:13. It's brought to you by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com.
High pressure brings us sunshine yet again today and some warm temperatures. Going to get up to about 85 to 90 this afternoon. Tonight's skies will start to turn partly to mostly cloudy. Overnight lows 65 to 70. For tomorrow, lots of clouds. There's the threat of a shower or a thunderstorm tomorrow afternoon, 80 to 85. Showers are possible tomorrow night, 65 to 70. Mostly cloudy, chance of showers Wednesday, 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Well, there you go. We're not a sports station. We don't play one on the radio. But after the game, I came home and just wanted to unwind, and I watched the end of that Clemson game. They're pretty good.
Yeah.
You know, Florida State comes back, takes the lead with 3 minutes to go. And, you know, people are going crazy because it's, you know, it's Florida State. And they do pretty well at their home stadium.
Yeah.
It takes them, what, like a minute and 15 seconds for Clemson to answer. I mean,
Wow.
You're going to score on us? Okay, we'll just score on you. All right, so now when is the big unveil show? When are they doing that? Is that tonight or tomorrow night or something, the first college football rankings show on ESPN. I think it's tomorrow night. I'm starting to think the fix is really in.
Yeah.
I mean, well, A&M is now seventh in both polls.
Okay.
Okay, so, and that's fine and good. But
thanks, Baylor.
Yeah, exactly. Baylor helped out a little bit. Oklahoma. Okay, Oklahoma moves to 11th in the coaches poll. Okay, and Oklahoma moves to 12th in the Associated Press poll. They beat Kansas.
Yeah.
Okay? They beat Kansas. They go up four spots in one poll because they beat Kansas. And then in the other one, they go up four spots because they beat Kansas, who's won like one football game in the last 3 years.
Yeah.
So tell me that this isn't
They never have made
staged.
Sense to me, to
it's
be
just
honest.
Staged. Yeah. I think it's pretty clear that Alabama's a pretty good football team and Clemson's a pretty good football team. Beyond those two, I'm not so sure.
Yeah.
We're all going to be rooting for Lumpy when they take on Washington. Washington State. Washington State came from, they were down 21, they're down 21 points in the second half and came back to win.
Wow.
Yeah, that's Mike Leach. All right. So anyhow, that's Mondelez is recalling various batches of Oreo fudge creams, both mint flavored and original variety, because the ingredient list does not include a milk allergen. In other words, people who have an allergy or severe sensitivity to milk run the risk of serious or life-threatening allergic reaction if they eat the cookies. There's a number on the side of the package you can call. My first thought is, who eats Oreos without milk?
Oh, right?
I mean, there's really not a beverage that complements an Oreo quite as well as milk.
Nothing. Yeah. Nothing.
But again, I guess if you have a milk allergy, then
you just enjoy the Oreo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I'm thinking Oreo with almond milk is probably not quite the same.
No.
But just, you know, it'd be a little thick.
Almond milk is so much different than regular milk.
It is. It has different mouthfeel to
and,
it.
And as well as coconut milk as well.
Oh, haven't done that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, haven't done that.
That's okay. Pretty popular.
Okay. All right.
Still so sweet.
Yep.
But, you know.
Okay, so tonight on television, I know since we're not watching The Voice anymore,
I'm
The Voice
still
sucks.
Watching it.
I thought you were not going to.
I'm still. We just don't have to talk about it as much.
Oh, all right. Okay, all right.
But I will say, when I think last time we talked about it and we said, you know, Courtney did go home.
Yeah.
I watched that episode, and she, first of all, got paired up against maybe somebody who's going to go home with the whole thing.
Again, I was very impressed with her.
Oh,
very impressed
man.
With her. Yeah.
And so, and I thought, you know, Courtney did a really, really good job, but both women that she's had to sing against in that first battle round and then this knockout round were just like really, really impressive. And I mean, she's 17 years old.
Yeah,
so.
No, there's a whole life ahead of her.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
plenty of opportunity. Okay, so also tonight, the series premiere of People of Earth.
Oh, this looks like it could be funny.
I haven't seen anything about this.
Wyatt Cenac from The Daily Show stars in this new comedy about a support group for people who have been abducted by aliens.
Yeah.
So we'll see. Another new episode follows it. So you get like a double dose. That's on TBS tonight starting at 8 o'clock.
Now, I think Timeless comes on tonight, and I've been wanting to talk about this show.
Yeah, that's where I'm going to get to that in just a minute.
Okay.
Also tonight, if you have nothing else to watch, if there is nothing else and you don't want to watch the rerun of The Last Debate, then at 9 o'clock tonight on CBS is one of the stupidest shows I've ever seen. It's called Scorpion.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. The team tries to prevent a bat population from harming the North American ecosystem tonight.
You said
tonight.
Bat population
yeah.
already.
And yeah. Yeah. So there. Maybe okay. Maybe that's a Halloween special. Maybe. I don't know.
I would rather watch Monday Night Football with Minnesota versus Chicago.
Tonight on NBC at 9 o'clock, Timeless.
Yeah.
This is what, people time travel? Is that how that works? Have you watched the show at all?
Yes, I've watched all of the episodes
okay.
so far. All and right. basically what it is, a bad guy has stolen this time machine. And he's going back in time to specific events, trying to alter history.
Okay.
And so they put together this team of so-called good people, and one of them is a historian, because she knows the most about each place that they go. And then one is like a soldier, because he's supposed to be. And then the other person is just, so there's two time machines.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, it's really cool because in every episode, they go back to a specific point in time. So they've done Abraham Lincoln's assassination. Oh. They've gone back to Vegas in the 1960s. They've gone back to Nazi Germany during World War II. And so it's kind of cool because you learn something about history in every episode. And of course, they have to dress the part and act the part. So it's kind of neat. I really like it. I enjoy it.
Well, and tonight's episode, they go to the Alamo.
Yeah, they go to the Alamo.
That show sounds like it's right up my alley, honestly. I love time travel stuff.
Yeah,
no, it's pretty cool. And then of course, so they're going back trying to stop this guy from, you know, doing all these bad things and changing history. But even if the smallest thing, so the first episode, they went back to the Hindenburg.
Okay.
Well, when they come back to our present time, her, the historian, she's the main character, her life has altered in some pretty significant ways.
Okay.
And so even with the smallest thing, by saving one person or killing one person, their lives have changed in the present time.
Butterfly effect, yeah.
Right. Yeah, it's kind of weird.
So now, but do they go back and forth, or do they just go over once and fix it? Because as she comes back, Her life has changed.
Right. So she's trying now. I mean, she loses somebody pretty significant in her life after the first episode. So she is kind of, that's the overall picture. She's trying to figure out how to bring that person back.
Okay.
That's
cool.
Yeah.
Isn't this the same plot as The Librarians and DC's Legends of Tomorrow and two other shows?
Oh, well, maybe we'll be.
It's kind of like The Librarians meet The Flash, honestly, because that's a common theme in The Flash. It's he fixes one thing in the past and it messes up things in
the
future.
Well, and that's sure. I mean, that's the thing that they always say is if you could go back. Now, in the like in the Abraham Lincoln one,
yeah.
So the intent of the, quote, bad guy is to what? Not have him assassinated?
No, in that episode, he actually was also trying to kill the other elected officials that were there at the theater.
Okay.
So they let him, and that's the hard part, is, you know, they, of course, want to save Abraham Lincoln.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure.
But she, the historian, it is her job because she knows if he doesn't die, then history is just completely changed.
Completely different.
And so, but they had to work on saving the other guys who were there.
Uh-huh.
But then there's some, you know, plot twists. Is the bad guy really a bad guy?
Okay.
You know.
Well, the Alamo thing, of course, that sounds fun because we're from Texas.
Yeah.
But, all right. So anyway, so that's on tonight at 9 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And again, if you got Suddenlink, it's archived on the video on demand. You can go back and do that.
Yep.
That's right.
All right, so where'd the word boo come from? Boo. 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 Yeah. The Halloween, and so everybody's going to say boo someplace. And people have been booed here, right?
That's right.
What we did. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Researchers say the exclamation that comes at the end of boo had long been used to frighten English-speaking children going back to at least the 18th century. But the best anyone can tell, the first appearance of boo in print came in 1738 in a pamphleteer called The Scottish Presbyterian Eloquence Displayed, in which the author defines it as a word that is used in the north of Scotland to frighten crying children. Now, why anybody in Scotland would want to frighten a crying child is another question, of course.
Children.
But in the 1820s, if not sooner, the boo word had become the verbal device of all proper ghosts and people with sheets on their head. So, now, of course, there are other boos as well. A crowd will do that, right? You know, when they're not happy with things,
right.
So they'll do boo. The combination of the voiced positive B and the roaring O sound makes boo a particularly startling word, as linguists point out. And various affections in your voice, like pronouncing the vowels at a higher pitch, can also add to the scariness. Now, what about using boo as a jeering? That does not happen until the 19th century, although audiences heckled at least some of the old Greek plays. When the audience had showed displeasure, they would make noises as well. And then there's the boo, as in slang to mean a boyfriend or girlfriend.
Oh, yeah, like my boo.
Okay, all right. So that's, and what that is derived from beau.
Oh,
okay. So the French word beau. So
and now
it's
bay is used more often than
bay.
Yeah.
Bay. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Okay, all right. Yeah. So, all right, there we go.
So if you want to frighten a crying child, just scream bay in its face.
Yeah.
Go with your money now. Honda today reported a sharp rise in quarterly profit on the back of cost-cutting and a reprieve from expenses related to recalls due to faulty airbags made by Takata. Net profit jumped almost 39% to $1.7 billion, while revenue fell 10%. This time last year, Honda was planning to set aside nearly 2% of its revenue to cover costs related to the airbag-related recalls. A probe of certain GE engines is underway following Friday's incident in which a disc broke apart inside the engine of an American Airlines jetliner taking off from Chicago's O'Hare, sparking a fire. The National Transportation Safety Board says the accident, which hurled one fragment of the disc onto the roof of a UPS facility more than a half mile away, started a fire in a pool of fuel under the Boeing 767's right wing. Crude oil down 26 cents at $48.44 a barrel. On Wall Street, futures are edging just a bit higher. That's your money now.
In my line of work, I'm trying to make a difference. Not $1 billion, but I want to save for the future, too. So this year, I partnered with TIAA to help me map out a plan. If I stick to it, I could have an income stream for life and maintain my lifestyle in retirement. Looks like a life of rewarding work could pay off for a lifetime.
Your personal success takes a financial partner who values it as much as you do. Learn more at TIAA.org.
If you're over 65, there's one place you should be Wednesday, November 2nd, and that's the Rite Aid 1 of 65 Plus event. In addition to the 20% off seniors get every first Wednesday, you'll get an extra 10% off that day if you get an immunization. That's 30% off almost everything in store. If you need another reason, the CDC recommends a flu and pneumonia shot if you're over 65. They're both free with Medicare Part B and no appointments necessary. So stay healthy and don't miss our one-day event Wednesday, November 2nd. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
Enjoyable Fear. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Fear and anxiety are negative sensations that people tend to avoid. In fact, they exist to help us avoid threatening situations. So why do we sometimes seek out fear-inducing experiences for fun, especially around Halloween? New York University neuroscientist Joseph Ledoux explains that being thrilled and excited and being terrified share many of the same physiological responses.
You've got adrenaline and noradrenaline being released and cortisol, and all these things are impacting your brain. But in the situation that you're in, you're interpreting that in terms of elation or excitement rather than in terms of, you know, something awful happening to you.
Of course, adrenaline feels more pleasurable to some people than others. For some, no matter how safe the environment, the negative sensations from viewing a horror movie or riding a roller coaster will outweigh any thrills. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
Insurance. Every roofing company says they have it. Far fewer can prove it. In an age where computers can manipulate things, are you sure the certificate you're looking at is real? Our advice is simple. Trust but verify. Don't take everything that's shown as fact. At Schulte Roofing, there is nothing we'll tell you that we're not 100% prepared to prove and back it up. For peace of mind, go with the name the Brazos Valley has known for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
I'm Mary Kay Moore, candidate for Mayor of Bryan. I don't have colorful signs, but I do have enthusiastic supporters and the interest of all of Bryan's citizens at heart. My campaign will be outspent, but nothing can beat my 22 years of municipal government experience, my training as a certified public accountant, or my skills as a mediator. It is time to bring the factions in Bryan together to serve all of Bryan's citizens, to work for development while enhancing what we already have. I am proud to ask for your vote to keep Bryan strong and would appreciate your support.
Proven knowledge, proven leadership, proven experience, proven community commitment. Vote Mary Kay Moore as your next qualified mayor for the city of Bryan. Political ad paid for by Mary Kay for Mayor campaign. Patrick Moore, treasurer.
Celebrate the harvest with a full day of outdoor fun. Bring your family to the Harvest Festival at Royalty Pecan Farms, Saturday, November 5th. It's acres and acres of games, food vendors, holiday gift ideas, and there's no admission charge. Enjoy the popular farm tour and a day of fall fun just west of Bryan on Highway 21 at the Brazos River. Celebrate the new Royalty Pecan crop at the Harvest Festival, November 5th. Brought to you in part by Pilger Tire, Sioux Fal Prater, JM Trailers, and High Point Energy.
This Halloween is a frightening one for Silicon Valley. Right before their eyes, the monster of financial reality is rising from the ledgers. Kim Gamando with your Monday Digital Consumer Tech Update. Last week, after paying $30 million for it only 4 years ago, Twitter closed Vine, its video sharing service. Like Yahoo, Twitter has users, but it can't figure out how to make money. And the only ones really shocked by all this reality are the golden child millennials of Silicon Valley, who believed that the laws of business didn't apply to them. Since its founding 10 years ago, Twitter has not only been unprofitable, it's lost a staggering $2 billion, like the old late-night horror movies, with their mad scientists creating monsters in their labs. America's tech landscape, from Google to Yahoo, is littered with endless mergers that looked good on paper, but in reality were the walking dead. They just don't get it. All your tech news, some of it spooky, is updated all the time at news.commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O. You really need to check this out. Epson's revolutionary EcoTang printers. And listen to this. Cartridge-free printing. That's right. Epson has produced a refillable ink tank ready to print for up to 2 years. Imagine a printer that comes with enough ink right in the box to print up to 8,500 pages. That's equivalent to 50 ink cartridge sets. You save up to 80% on ink with low-cost replacement bottles. The Epson EcoTank ET4550 is a wireless, all-in-one printer, high-speed, vivid colors, and laser-quality black text. Easy wireless printing for PCs, tablets, and smartphones. Go cartridge-free for an unbeatable combination of convenience and value. The Epson EcoTank ET4550 comes with up to 2 years of ink right in the box. Go to Epson.com/EcoTank to learn more. That's Epson.com/EcoTank. Epson, exceed your vision.
The Kim Komando Show is brought to you by Kubota. Value, efficiency, and performance. Find a Kubota dealer near you at TexasKubotaDealers.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:31. It's 60 degrees at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Awards & More. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards & More can put it there. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Before three members of the College Station City Council leave office, they could take final action on starting new road impact and maintenance fees. Final action could take place next month on a three-year phase-in of a road impact fee on new development. There would be no charge the first year. The effective date would be January 1st, which is different from new water and wastewater fees. City Engineer Alan Gibbs responded to Julie Schultz's request to have the same starting date.
Our consultant initially is saying that that's probably by state law going to trigger the public hearing process.
And you don't have to bring it back to council, you know, as a item, but if you could just clarify that for me, because I have to go and repeat that to other people.
The maintenance fee, which is projected to generate $4.5 million a year, will be added to utility bills starting January 1st. It will add $6 a month to an apartment dweller, while the owner of a fast food restaurant will be charged $150 a month. College Station Public Schools and Texas A&M are exempt. College Station police are looking for the man responsible for firing two shots at a stranger's car. This was Saturday morning, just after 11 on Holloman between Texas and Anderson. No one was injured, including a passenger in the victim's car and several people in the suspect's truck. The victim told police the gunfire followed an argument in the parking lot of the nearby HEB over blocking traffic. A stabbing in Southwest College Station after the Aggie football game resulted in the victim going to the hospital for treatment of non-life-threatening injuries. Police and fire were sent to a home on Cullen Trail off Rock Prairie Road west of Welburn Road, where a large party turned into what was called a large fracas. The suspect is still at large. The week after groundbreaking for the Bryan Fire Department's newest fire station, the City Council approved the purchase of more than $1 million of vehicles. Fire Chief Randy McGregor says the city is saving $50,000 getting a refurbished ambulance that has a new drivetrain.
The ambulance is essentially brand new. They literally just take the box off the back, they strip it down, refurbish it. It's really just the metal box itself that's not damaged. It's a new chassis. It's completely equipped with new equipment.
Also approved, a new fire engine, which costs $879,000, and a $104,000 refurbished command vehicle that will be driven by a fire department EMS supervisor. The council also approved spending $838,000 for 10 police department vehicles. This is the final week of a College Station warrant amnesty, but for some people, even a small fine is a struggle to pay. Municipal Court Judge Ed Spillane on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says the local courts are making an effort to prevent low-level offenders from ending up in jail.
We have payment plan coordinators who meet with people, and if you're indigent, if you're working full-time and you just can't pay or due to disability, we can provide community service, other alternatives that actually work better than jail time. Jail, as we just mentioned before, is probably the worst, and it's the last resort that I want to use.
Spillane says this is a topic that all sides of the political spectrum can agree on, because jail time is costly and usually the least effective punishment for low-level Class C misdemeanors. The judge was at the Justice Department last week as part of a task force helping to create guidelines for municipal court judges across the country. WTAW News Time is 8:35. It's 60 degrees. You can text us any time of the day at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Awards & More. Find more news anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Awards & More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards & More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards & More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards & More will put it there. Awards & More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
Deals are cropping up at Normanton Tractor. That means up to $4,500 in rebates on Kubota tractors, RTVs, and mowers. And get lower prices and larger cash rebates, zero down financing, zero APR on the largest selection of farm and ranch equipment. Like the new Kubota L2501 F25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor, 5-foot Land Pride shredder, 5-foot Land Pride box blade with teeth for $13,595, minus a $1,500 cash rebate and a $1,500 two-implement rebate. Pay cash of $10,595 and have it delivered today. Build your own package deal with the help of the Normanton Tractor team. And don't forget, Normanton Tractor has a large selection of trailers to bring your new tractor home. Vernon and the boys at Normanton Tractor ask, why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these? Normanton Tractor has financing to fit any budget. Experience the excellence of Kubota at the award-winning Normanton Tractor in Normanton, Texas, corner of Highway 39 and OSR, or online at normantontractor.com. Remember, nobody beats Normanton Tractor. Nobody.
Barker's Heating and Cooling has put our customer satisfaction first and been a part of our community since 1974. Thank you for voting us best of the Brazos for over 10 years and making us an Aggie tradition in AC and heating services. We pledge to always deliver quality service and products as a premier Lennox dealer. Call us today to take advantage of our fall rebate with special financing on new systems. 979-314-0618. Barker's, the premier Lennox dealer in Bryan-College Station. License number TACALA 28101.
Have you outgrown your nest? I'm Clayton Van Ness. Call my mom, Monica, to find your dream nest.
Hi, I'm Monica Van Est with Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors, Aggie Class of 03. After being in the real estate business 16 years, I've learned how to help my clients find the perfect nest. Have you found that you have an empty nest and need to downsize? Are you looking for a new nest or looking to buy a nest for your investment? Call Monica Van Est, Agtown Realtors, 574-4118.
Good morning. It's 8:38. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. They also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Sunshine and warm yet again today, but cooler temperatures are in our future. Today, though, we get up to about 85 to near 90. Tonight, skies will turn partly to mostly cloudy, and we'll slip back only to 65 to 70. Lots of clouds tomorrow. There could be a shower or storm in the afternoon, 80 to 85. Chance of a shower tomorrow night. Then mostly cloudy on Wednesday. Scattered showers are possible. Temperatures Wednesday afternoon between 80 and 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So, pretty frightening incident happened at O'Hare on Friday when there was a fire on an American Airlines plane.
They got to 60.
They got to 60. Okay. The Dow Jones report had a little. They discussed at least a little of it from the impact that it might have for General Electric, who makes the engines.
A probe of certain GE engines is underway following Friday's incident in which a disc broke apart inside the engine of an American Airlines jetliner taking off from Chicago's O'Hare, sparking a fire. The National Transportation Safety Board says the accident, which hurled one fragment of the disc onto the roof of a UPS facility more than a half mile away, started a fire in a pool of fuel under the Boeing 767's right wing.
So, I mean, it's on the runway, and there's a fire, okay? Now, this is the reason that we have human beings in there, pilots, okay? I'm going to play you a little bit of the audio. This is called American 323 Heavy, which means it's a big airplane. So he's going to talk about how he's on the runway, cleared for takeoff, how he stops on the runway, and then they realize there's a fire. And I want you to listen to these guys' voices during this thing.
0014. Line up for way, American 383 Heavy.
And he's going to stop.
American 383 Heavy, turn left heading 220, runway 28 right at November 5, clear for takeoff. Left turn to 220, clear for takeoff, American 383 Heavy.
Okay, so he told him to go ahead and take off.
American 383 Heavy stopping on the runway.
Roger, fire.
Do you see any smoke or fire?
Yeah, fire off the right wing.
Okay, send out the truck.
Sending them. American 383, can you give us any information right now?
Stand by. Chicago, American 383, we're evacuating.
American 383, roger, trucks are on the way.
We're evacuating.
Yeah.
I mean, wow. And obviously, people are screaming and yelling in the back, and he's going, fire. Okay.
Yeah, fire.
Do you see a smoke?
Evacuating.
Stand by.
Fire.
We'll get you information
right
when we can.
So that's why it's good to have those boys and girls right
it
up front. Okay.
Is.
That's important, because when something goes wrong, they're there. Okay.
That would be scary.
Yeah. All right, in the early hours of Saturday morning, a large truck pulled into a parking lot in Lebanon, Ohio, and dumped heaps of manure in front of the Warren County Democrat Party headquarters. Warren County, which sits northeast of Cincinnati, is overwhelmingly Republican. Voters in the suburban county haven't elected a Democrat in a countywide race since 1976.
Ooh, wow.
Chairman of the Warren County Republican Party says the GOP was not involved with the manure dump and had offered help to clean up the mess.
Politics brings out the best in people.
Doesn't it?
Yeah, it's just wonderful. Just
it's warm
wonderful.
And fuzzy feelings.
All right, well, here, let's talk about more candy because it's Halloween.
Yep.
More fun.
Always okay with
Happy
that.
Happy Halloween.
Now, we've talked about this before, but in case you didn't know, the Three Musketeers candy bar actually had three flavors. In 1932, individual bars filled with chocolate, vanilla, and strawberry nougat. World War II rationing of sugar prompted Mars to pick one flavor to produce, and so they stayed with the most popular, which was chocolate. So
yep, picked a good one.
That's why they are. Legend has it that George Williamson's famous confection got its name from the dude who visited his store so much that the shop girls called him by name. Thus we got O. Henry.
Ah,
okay. Hershey's bars, Reese's cups, and Heath bars are all named after company founders. There was Milton Hershey, H.B. Reese, and L.S. Heath.
All right.
All right. The number of Snickers bars that equals 25 pounds would be 200.
That's a lot.
The reason I mentioned 25 pounds is that's the amount of candy the average U.S. American eats every year.
Wow.
Every year. 68% of the trick-or-treaters say chocolate is their loot of choice.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what do the other 32 want?
Right.
Skittles.
Okay, there you are. The cost of Hershey's bars 69 years ago was 5 cents.
Mm-hmm.
It was 5 cents from 1900 to 1969. For 69
it just
years,
it stayed 5 cents.
It was a
cents.
Nickel. Then they went to a dime. But I mean, you think about that.
But
they doubled
why?
The price.
Yeah.
And what are they? I don't know what they cost now. Like a dollar, something like that.
Probably.
All right.
Full size?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably like $1.29. Yeah.
The number of licks that it takes to get to the center of a Tootsie Roll Pop is 364, according to a study from Purdue University.
That's not true if you listen
One,
to the commercial.
Two.
That's right.
Three.
I mean,
three. It takes three licks.
Who does that? Anyway.
Not Mr. Owl. He doesn't have time for that.
That's right. How do you, but I mean, how do you develop a machine that does that?
You don't. You have a person do it.
Oh, okay. All right. So, with Halloween season, it brings up the whole idea about superstitions.
Mm.
Is there a superstition that you, I don't know, makes you change your behavior? According to U.S. America, these are the nine most superstitious things in America. A wishbone, right? Saying bless you when somebody sneezes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Beginner's luck. Number six is lucky penny. Number five is bad news comes in threes.
Oh.
Number four is a four-leaf clover. Number three is breaking a mirror. Number two, wishing on a star.
Hmm.
How interesting is that?
Yeah.
Rocky Moselle can get you a star. You know that. He can get you named the star.
That's right.
Right.
Yeah. Star Registry.
Rocky will be telling us about that as Christmas gets
wishing on
here.
A shooting star.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, that would think so.
Yeah.
And number one is knock wood.
Knocking on wood. I still do that.
Oh, yeah? Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, that's it. So there you are. That's how we are.
I'm surprised the black cat didn't make the top.
You know, you're right.
List.
Yeah.
Or walking under a ladder. I feel like a lot of people find that very superstitious.
One of those might have been number nine.
Ah, no. That's
it also could be general managers bringing in. No, get that out of here. No.
I do not want that.
Just get it out of here.
Well, you got to let us in, Scott. What is it?
All right. What is it?
I've brought the candy corn.
Somebody brought a bundt cake.
1,600 pieces.
Right there. That's enough to kill you right there.
Yeah.
Right.
Eat it all.
Yep.
Oh.
We learned that this morning.
Lethal dose.
Yeah. No, it's,
you
but
got it.
Do we know who cooked the bundt cake in there?
No.
Okay.
I mean, Kat cooks.
Yeah, she does.
But she was here this morning, and the bundt cake was not.
Yep. Now it is, and it's a bundt cake that has. It looks like it's a fine looking bundt cake with some sort of marbly something on the inside, and then it's covered in chocolate, which is nice. And then they put a nest of candy corn in the middle of it.
Oh.
Mm.
So it looks almost like roach eggs.
I'm a big fan.
Oh, stop it.
I'm a big fan of candy corn.
Hello.
I bought two bags.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hey.
How are we doing this morning?
Well, we're fine. It's almost Friday.
You don't care. You don't care how we're doing.
All right, what's up?
This is Wagon Bounce from Fire Marshal's Office in Bryan.
All right.
I'm out here in this beautiful clear weather, and I want to remind everybody to turn the lights on and slow down because this fog is really thick out here.
You know, if they're driving and they don't have their lights on, that's just not. Yeah, thank you, William. I appreciate that.
Yeah, I honked at people who didn't have.
Did you? That's
who didn't have their headlights
on. That's helpful. Yeah, that's always good.
Well,
that's
I consider good. It my own little version of sonar.
And what I know, you gentlemen are so intelligent about things like this. What exactly causes the fog to be so bad?
Well, it's the temperature and the humidity in the atmosphere. It gets below a point where the temperature gets to a point where the air can't hold the water that's in it.
Okay. And so it precipitates in a lot of different ways.
Okay.
But what this is, actually, this is a cloud descending to Earth.
Yeah.
It's basically what we have.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because of the changes that we're having right now, where it gets so warm during the day, and then it cools off at night, and we have a lot of moisture in the air, and so it drops down in there.
Mm-hmm. Now, I knew you would know.
Now, as far as from a density standpoint, the thing that normally happens, though, is as the sun comes up, it heats the atmosphere. That causes wind, and the wind will blow the fog out. So that's why it breaks up by 10 o'clock in the morning.
So
usually.
You're talking about the wind is breaking.
The wind dissipates the fog.
I see. Okay.
Thank you. But right now we're not getting, because we have a thick cloud cover, we're not getting the atmosphere heated up, and that's the reason it stays
I'm
so dense.
I'm always 12
years
old.
I was going to say, yeah. Yeah. It's, are you dressing up for Halloween today, Mr. Downs?
No, not today.
You know, Lewis Black.
Exactly what day do you think you should be?
Lewis Black told us you could do that every day. We're reminding people to put a reminder on their phone that they're not going to be able to talk in that two-name city.
November 9th.
Yeah, just so you know.
I'm prepared to.
By the way, it was all but James Benham was the only one who voted against it. All the members of the city council voted to put that into effect. Now, they could always not. You know, they could always change it. They could always change their minds and not do that again. You know, they could say, oh, you know, the more we think about it, maybe we don't want to.
I like when they reluctantly vote yes.
Yeah.
Because that makes it different.
Well, that's the same thing as when you reluctantly endorse a presidential candidate. If you're a newspaper and you reluctantly do that.
You could just
like not do that if you want to.
Yeah.
But nonetheless.
I'm curious exactly at what point do you think they shouldn't have voted for it? Do you think that's not a problem? Do you live in the same town that I drive through?
I drive through it.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, now I think the greatest threat to my well-being, other than my continuing advancing age, is indeed young people on their cell phones.
How about old people on their cell phones?
Yeah.
Old people would be, but they're not really a problem because they don't know how to work their phone anyway.
Well, no.
That can be more of a problem.
If my phone rings, I just leave it in my pocket. I don't care. It's fine. There's not a Facebook update I've got to see between Briarcrest exit.
But now that is a good point. But when you have an older Mozon was in front of me the other day. And he's doing the hold the phone up and yell into it thing, okay?
So he's trying to text on the phone.
Like that. Yeah, that could be that. I'm just saying.
I've wanted to walk across the room and say, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Let's change that. What do you think you're doing?
Well, people walking through the grocery store talking like that. I just don't get that. I do not understand that at all.
No.
Oh, I just looked at we got to do Bravo Brass. Do you have something else?
I just wanted to say that it was a red letter day. I'm pretty excited to discover that Chesley Reber and I both watch Timeless.
Good, right?
The first one, the Hindenburg one.
Yeah,
it was a little goofy in its own little, but it was the pilot.
Get the premise.
They had to get all of their cliches and all the jokes that they thought were good had to get out of first thing.
Right.
But then after that, it got really good because you know they divided up and they aren't successful. They have the past.
Good.
Has been changed.
And this is not a knock on any of my history teachers because they were all wonderful people. Mm-hmm. But I've learned more watching four episodes of Timeless. I didn't even know what the Hindenburg was.
What?
No.
They are in their 30th year serving the Brazos Valley, and they are Health for All. It's just amazing what this organization does for the working poor in the Brazos Valley. Did you know some 25% of those in the Brazos Valley are uninsured? Liz Dickey heads up Health for All.
I like to start by comparing it to Doctors Without Borders right here in our town. So it's something that is akin to a mission trip without having to leave home, and you can make it home in time for dinner with the family. So we use volunteer medical providers to staff a free clinic for the uninsured, low-income patients of the Brazos Valley. And it's a full-fledged clinic where patients who have nowhere else to go can access basic health care.
You see, otherwise, the cost of the health care that Health for All provides for free, it would be quite a bit of money. Here's Liz Dickey.
We save this community easily $3 to $6 million every year by helping divert patients from our emergency rooms, by providing them an alternative to actually seek preventative health care before it becomes a problem of that magnitude. So we really are a resource for this community and a huge investment, a return on that investment. It's making a big difference to these patients and to the whole community by keeping them out of the ER.
Like we said, those who benefit the most in the Brazos Valley are the working poor. We're talking about folks that make between $1,500, less than $2,000 per month.
We have a lot of patients who are just doing what they can to keep their heads above water. They're working two and three jobs to try to provide for their families. Unfortunately, that's usually part-time work. It means that they're not offered benefits or can't afford to partake in the benefits that are offered by employers, and that kind of just leaves them in this huge gap of health care in Texas. Since we didn't expand Medicaid, there is a huge population that just doesn't have another alternative to get insurance.
Now, the percentage of those uninsured in Texas has dropped some, from about 25% to 17%, but in the Brazos Valley, it's still 25%. Yes, Texas leads the nation in percentage of uninsured. I asked Liz Dickey, where do they get their health providers?
All over town. These are doctors who are recently retired, doctors that have private practices, nurses that work at our local ERs and hospitals and clinics. Above and beyond their regular jobs, they come and donate whatever time they have available, whether it's one night a month, whether it's once a week. We take whatever they'll give us, and we make the clinic staff around it.
So you're John Q. Public and you want to help. Here's what you do.
The biggest thing is always support. Funding is a huge help to us. It allows us to buy patients medications, lab tests, to make sure that we can provide health care that's a very expensive service. But beyond that, we always need good volunteers. We have a staff of five and more than 200 volunteers that make it run. So good people and good support is what has kept us open for 29 years.
Here is the website.
It is www.HLTH4ALL.org.
And Health for All is located at 3030 East 29th Street, number 111 in Bryan. They're open from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. And they're a Bravo Brazos Valley for sure. I'm Tom Turbeville. It's brought to you by Coldwell Banker. Agtown Realtors voted the best in the Brazos Valley.
Celebrate the harvest with a full day of outdoor fun. Bring your family to the Harvest Festival at Royalty Pecan Farms, Saturday, November 5th. It's acres and acres of games, food vendors, holiday gift ideas, and there's no admission charge. Enjoy the popular farm tour and a day of fall fun just west of Bryan on Highway 21 at the Brazos River. Celebrate the new Royalty Pecan crop at the Harvest Festival, November 5th. Brought to you in part by Armstrong Caperton & Company, Fancy Flushes, and Texas Printing.
Have you outgrown your nest? I'm Clayton Van Ness. Call my mom, Monica, to find your dream nest.
Hi, I'm Monica Van Nest with Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors, Aggie Class of 03. After being in the real estate business 16 years, I've learned how to help my clients find the perfect nest. Have you found that you have an empty nest and need to downsize? Are you looking for a new nest or looking to buy a nest for your investment? Call Monica Van Nest, Agtown Realtors, 574-4118.
About 4 minutes till now. At the Downs household, is there has been a traditional Halloween treat that you give, or how do you handle this whole Halloween thing?
When the doorbell rings and the giant dog barks, we get up and give whatever we can find.
Okay.
We don't have a lot.
It sounds like he's the guy giving everybody candy corn.
Yeah, no, this is for Elisa's
unwrap
office today.
Yeah. Okay. Just kind of throw your hand in
with
it.
A little white tip bit off.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's the best part.
You know it.
So did you think that the Hindenburg crashed in Germany?
I just didn't know what it – I didn't know what it was.
The whole Hindenburg thing.
Yeah.
Never had heard of it?
No.
That master's in Syracuse had a little gap, I would say, in it there.
So you might not have
to say
anything
bad. Or maybe like 8th grade history.
I was going to say, you might not have anything bad to say about your history teachers, but.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean.
Lindenhurst, New Jersey.
Okay.
Yeah. And actually.
And the Nazi stuff on the back.
Yeah.
That was a paid advertisement.
Yeah.
It honest to gosh was. The Nazis helped fund the Zeppelin business, the Hindenburg going back and forth. And they in exchange for helping to fund it, they got to put their big logo on their marketing mark on the very
back. Kind of like the tire company and the insurance company and all that stuff. Okay,
the next time you look for a business equipment dealership that can provide your organization with reliable, cost-effective solutions for your next copier, scanner, or printer, CTWP wants to be your copier company. CTWP represents the very best equipment manufacturers, including Canon, Konica Minolta, Kia Sera, Lanier, and Lexmark. Join thousands of Texas businesses who call CTWP their copier company. CTWP 779-2998 or visit us at ctwp.com. The next time you look for a business equipment dealership that can provide your organization with reliable, cost-effective solutions for your next copier, scanner, or printer, CTWP wants to be your copier company. CTWP represents the very best equipment manufacturers, including Canon, Konica Minolta, Kia Sera, Lanier, and Lexmark. Join thousands of Texas businesses who call CTWP their copier company. CTWP 779-2998 or visit us at ctwp.com.
Touchdown. These may be the sounds we've all been waiting all year to hear. But that sound, now that's music to my ears. Bubba Dixon here, and at Tom White Chevrolet,
football season means tailgate season. So fire up the grill and get ready to save on Chevy's best-selling pickups all season long.
Like a new 2016 Silverado Crew Cab Texas Edition with $11,700 in total savings. Or save $13,700 with Conquest. With nearly 200 trucks and SUVs to choose from and the most competitive internet pricing around. Whether you're mastering the barbecue or getting a great deal on your new Chevy, when it comes to football season at Tom White Chevrolet,
it's good.
Business off North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan to take the Tom Light Challenge and see for yourself why since 1972, all roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet. Chevy, find new roads.
46,820 MSRP, less factory rebates, and Chevy bonus tag, plus 2,000 rebate for Conquest vehicle owners. With approved credit, TT and L Extra. Expires 10/31/16. See dealer for details.
About a minute and a half, News Talk 60. Wait.
Show this picture.
Okay, show me.
You got to see that picture.
Wow.
That's the line at the Bush Library for Night in the Museum.
Oh, yeah, I heard it was packed.
It was packed. It was a big, big, big event.
Awesome. So we're like talking a lot of people.
Yeah, probably 1,000 people in line.
A lot.
That's neat.
A lot.
That's okay. Very cool.
Good for us. Well, I'm glad we were able to do that.
Yep. Yeah. Glad to help them out.
All right, there you are. So let me see. So it's Halloween. So down. All right, Chelsea, I waited till the end of the show. Are you you doing anything for Halloween?
She's
I don't have any plans. What? But Clip Howard apparently requested that I be part of his little crew and dress up like every year.
On radio?
Yeah, he made me dress up last year when
really?
I was producing for a show. Yeah,
oh,
but
all right.
Okay. I don't know. I'm going to go home here in a minute and then maybe come back in an outfit. We'll see.
There could be like a flash Halloween outfit thing, right?
It
could just happen.
But all no, right. I'm turning off my porch light and I'm going to bed at 8 o'clock.
Okay, all right. Well, are you going to watch Timeless tonight or are you going to watch that later?
I may have to TiVo it.
Yeah.
We'll see.
All right, okay. There you are. Okay. And Mr. Downs, things will be going on at your... Do you have yard signs again or yard art?
No, I still have the yard art, but I haven't put it up.
Oh, that's right.
There's a limit to my grandparenting.
All right, so let me see. On this date in history...
It was Halloween.
Actually, it's on this date in history that Harry Houdini died 90 years ago, and car talk started. Not that those two had anything to do with each other. And Orson Welles had to apologize for his original War of the Worlds broadcast because it's here.